Welcome back to Greeting Mashiach. I'm Levi Polachenko, and this is Simcha Fish. And today, in episode 2, we're delving deep into the profound concept of Avodas HaBirurim, spiritual work of refinement. Join me as we explore its roots, its significance in Hasidic philosophy, and the intriguing statement from the Rebbe that suggests the completion of this spiritual endeavor.
Thank you, Levi. So I thought we should begin today by something that Alter Rebbe tells us in Parshas Vayeshev Iv Teira Ar. So this man of Alter Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe discussing the Birurim, and he asks a question: why are we in Golos so long? We mentioned last week it's only 288 sparks, so we actually already took most of them when we left Mitzrayim. So what's taking so long? And he explains, as I think I mentioned last week, how as it goes further, the sparks fell further and further down. They splintered into many, many, many different parts. Just like the Jewish souls splintered into many different parts. And each person has, so to speak, the sparks that are associated with them, that is their job to purify. And the sentence I wanna focus on here is the Alter Rebbe says, I'll just read the Hebrew here. Now this will understand Mashinimsha Chagolos Kolkachar by Yeser Miyud Zayin Meyashana, why the Golos is extending so long, more than 1,700 years. So Yadua, says the author of it, it's known Shakavana, the purpose, Hakol, it's all of Vader Haripach Nitzutzim, to purify these 288 sparks. Uchushe Yugmudu HaBirurim, and when these Birurim will be complete, Yavoy Mashiach B'mheda V'yameinu Amen, Mashiach will come. May it happen speedily. So the Alter Rebbe sets the goal. The entire point of Golos is to purify these sparks. And when the sparks will be purified, Mashiach will come. Then he continues talking about it, and he finishes off the paragraph, and he says the same thing again. And that's why Nimshach HaGolos, the Golos is continuing, She'adayin lo nishlam kol ha-bidurim, because the Bidurim, says the Alter Rebbe, at least in his time, have not yet been complete. And when the purification will be complete, the Goyal, the Redeemer, will come. And again, he ends off, may it happen speedily in our days. So this is, so to speak, the paradigm to look into it. This is, says the Alter Rebbe, the entire purpose of Golos is these sparks. And as of the Alter Rebbe's time, as we're going to see later as well from the Rebbe, they were not yet complete. And that was really, but, you know, we know that the whole, a day by Hashem is 1,000 years. And so to speak, all of time can be split up into 7 days then. And Mashiach is supposed to come into 6th day. And as we get later and later on the 6th day, starting, you know, even from the time of the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe, things are really coming to a front as far as bringing Mashiach and spreading Chassidus, as maybe we'll talk in a different episode. So now, Levi, maybe you can share some stories from some Baal Shem Tov stories or personal stories and whatnot about this idea of purifying the sparks. Every Jew has the ones that are associated with them, to go and find them, and maybe start us off with what the Chaim Yaim says about the difference between those two things.
So, thank you. So the Rebbe says in the Chaim Yaim for Shchedesh Cheshvan, which is the Shabbos, the Rebbe talks about what the Rebbe Rashab, ever since Avram was told, Lech Lecha Mi'artzecha, to leave from his land and to travel southward, so the Rebbe Rashab goes on and says that this is the beginning of the Avodas HaBirurim, the mystery of the Birurim. And by the decree of the divine, the Rebbe says, I'll read it in the Rebbe's words, Valpi, Gzeras Ashgacha Ha'uyena, Ha'adam Hoylech Lemasa of, B'makim Asher Anitzotis, Hatzichim Lehizbarir Al Yodai, Mechakim Legeulasam. And by decree of the divine providence, man goes about his travels to the place where the sparks that he must purify await their redemption. So this is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, one of the only times that Rebbe talks about this avoda, this concept of avodas HaBirurim regarding a person's own life, his story. The Rebbe continues and ends off the Hayom Yom. Hatzdikim shehem ba'alei ri'iya ra'im heim be'ezim makim habirurim shelahem mechakim lahem v'holchim shama be'atzmam. Righteous people, tzaddikim, who have vision, the Rebbe says, see where their birurim await them and go there deliberately. V'ima v'ama davar hine ilas kol ha'ilos v'sibas kol ha'sibos misaviv kama ilos v'sibos sheyavayu la'mokim ha'hu ashesham hutla aleihem ha'aveda. As for ordinary people who don't have such vision, so the Rebbe says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about various reasons and circumstances that bring these people to that place where lies their obligation to perform the Aveda of Birurim. So again, the Rebbe is making it very practical that everything that happens in your life, every situation that you find yourself, that Hashem puts you in, is in order to do this very avoda of elevating the sparks, as Simcha just laid out. So I want to illustrate this with two stories. One story talking about in the vantage point of the tzaddikim, who are Baalei Re'iyah, to illustrate this point. The story of the Baal Shem Tov. It was one Wednesday night, the Baal Shem Tov comes to the Beis Medrash and he sees one of his young chassidim learning, and he tells him that tomorrow morning they're going to travel to the city of Leipzig and they're going to be there for Shabbos. The chassid is obviously very happy and flattered to be the one chosen by his Rebbe to go on these journeys, because the chassid came from Leipzig and he would use this opportunity to visit his parents. Early the next morning, on Thursday morning, it was a 10-hour journey from Mezhebush to Leipzig, and they would have plenty of time to arrive there before it became dark. This is Thursday morning. This is going through the chassid's mind. But as they got into the wagon, the Baal Shem Tov turned to the young chassid, and he told him, "Don't count on seeing your parents, because we won't have time." Okay, chassid was obviously a little mystified. They go onto the wagon, and the Baal Shem Tov turns to his wagon driver, Alexei, and he tells him, after they left the city, that he can let, famously, as the Baal Shem Tov used to tell his wagon drivers, he can let the reins go, and he can go to sleep. The entire duration of the trip, the Baal Shem Tov did not stop whispering words of Torah to himself. The wagon moved swiftly, and it seemed that they were making good time. So the chassid is very excited. He's going to get to Leipzig at a certain point. However, after some 15 hours of travel, night was falling, they still did not reach their destination. So the chassid was obviously very interested. What's going on? They hitched the wagon to a tree by the side of the road, and immediately the young chassid fell asleep. And the chassid and the Baal Shem Tov continue on their journey, and the horses strayed off the road, crossed the field, and they entered a forest. And finally stopped. The Baal Shem Tov took out a silver cup from his bag, and he motioned to his chassid to follow him. After several minutes of hiking, they suddenly stop, and the Baal Shem Tov turns to his chassid and he says, "Listen, do you hear the water?" Sure enough, from within the thicket, they hear the bubbling brook that was next to them. They cleared away the vegetation, and the Baal Shem Tov dipped his cup into the water, stood to his full height, and he started making the bracha of Shehakol. Each word was enunciated with such deep devotion, the chassid couldn't find the words to describe the way the tzaddik, the Baal Shem Tov, made this bracha. Finally, after the bracha, the Baal Shem Tov started drinking the water, and he finished drinking the water. And again, he made the bracha achreina, the after bracha, and it was with the same deep devotion as the bracha rishayna. Finally, after a little bit of, ants in his pants, the chassid, they went back into the wagon, and they continued on their journey. The rest of the story is a very interesting story, but we're going to get to the part where the Baal Shem Tov starts describing to the chassid, explaining to the chassid why they stopped by this river. So the Baal Shem Tov turned to the chassid and he explains that the reason we stopped in the forest, the Baal Shem Tov says, was because I saw that since the beginning of creation, no one had ever made a bracha on the water in that stream. In another few moments, it would have been too late. The spring would have died without fulfilling its purpose in this world. So that's a very interesting story. That's a story that illustrates how a tzaddik has this vision and knows where to go. He deliberately
took the right goggles on. They got the right glasses.
Correct. They have something. They're in tune. And then you have a story that illustrates how a person, how Hashem, guides the actions and the happenings of, in a person's life to that he should be in the right place to do this Aveda of Birurim. So this is actually a personal story of my grandfather, Alav Hashalom, Rabbi Avraham Palachenko, Professor Avraham Palachenko, as he was known in Argentina. During, if I'm not mistaken, the summer vacations, they would go up to a place like upstate New York. People go during the summer. So they had something very similar, but it was in Cordoba, Argentina. And they would go for a few weeks. They had a house there, and they would come back home for the next year. One year, on their way back, they're driving down the street, and they stop at a red light, and they're sitting waiting for the green light to go on, and the green light goes, and they try to drive, but the car is not moving. The car is dead. The car is broken down. So they get out of the car. They call a tow truck. The tow truck comes, picks up the car up. They go to a mechanic to fix the car. Finally, yeah. Beautiful. Life moves on. The year goes on. Finally, next year comes. They go back to the Cordoba for the summer vacation. On the way back again, back home, they're driving back past the same roads because they go on the same route every year. And this is the second year. And they're driving. And they stop at this red light. Green light comes. And the car doesn't go. The car is dead. So my grandfather goes out of the car. And he always carried around with him either a Gemara or something to learn. And my father was in the car with him. They go out. They go to the side of the road. They sit down. They open the Gemara. They start learning for a few minutes. After a few minutes, my grandfather closes the sefer. He says, okay, let's go. My father obviously looks at my grandfather a little, hoping that he didn't lose his marbles. But they get back into the car. And sure enough, they turn the car on and the car drives as if nothing happened. As they're driving, my father obviously is a little bewildered, turns to my grandfather and he says, what happened? So my grandfather says, this is the second time that we end up stopping in the exact same spot. I remember last year how we ended up in the same spot. And I figured there must be something, there must be a reason as to why the car is breaking down in the exact same spot as last year. And I know, I had this car for a while that there's really no issues with this car. So there's no reason for it to break down. So I figured that there must be something, there must be a reason, it must be Ashgacha Pratis. And therefore I decided what should a Yid do when he gets to a certain place? He should either make a bracha, learn some Torah, something to elevate the surroundings that he's in. So these are two stories that I think beautifully illustrate this Hayyan Yom that the Rebbe says about Avedis Habirurim and how it is something that is applicable to our day-to-day lives, and it's not something that is just, spiritual for the holy Lamed Vav Tzadikim.
For the Baal Shem Tov.
Or just the Baal Shem Tov, correct.
Wow. So that's pretty amazing. So Bidurim are, you see from all this to how very central they are to the whole point of Golos and even the practice in everyone's life. This makes it all the more greater what we're about to find out what the Rebbe told us. So Yutas Kislev is obviously a very special day. Yutas Kislev is the day that the Alter Rebbe, first Chabad Rebbe, was released from prison for his activities in spreading Chassidus. And he made a libel, he ended up in jail, and he got out on Yutas Kislev. And that was, so to speak, the beginning of Chassidus being spread in a proper fashion, in a much greater fashion. It all started what's called after Petersburg, after Petersburg, after he was released from prison there. 90 or 91, I'm not sure, but Tavshin Nun Aleph, at any rate, Yutas Kislev, the Rebbe says a sicha. And the Rebbe says it's 192 years since the first Yutaska Slaith. And 192, it's Kuf Tzadik Beis in Gematria. And the Rebbe says that stands for two things. Kuf Tzadik Beis is, you could rearrange the letters, is Kovatz. We have already gathered in the past tense. Says the Rebbe, what does that mean? This is hinting to us that we have already completed gathering all of the sparks. This job that we've just seen is so central to it's the whole very point of Gala, says the Rebbe, over, finito, it's totally done. And the Rebbe points out, it's not Kevitz that we're gathering, it's Kovat. We already gathered, we've gathered all the sparks, all the Berurim, the whole of it is complete. Then the Rebbe continues and says that it also stands for Ketzev, an end, because it's an end to the whole Avodah, which will have to be a whole other episode maybe about Tafatas Hamayonas Chutza, but that too is completed. And to signify this, says the Rebbe, this is one of the reasons they gave out a Tanya in a very large print. It might have been the one with all the Sharblots, I don't recall. At any rate, it was a very big Tanya, and the Rebbe gave it to men, women, and children, give everyone a Tanya to signify this, that we started with Chassidus, to spread Chassidus in the world, to every far-flung corner, to really finish the job of gathering all the sparks, it's completed. That was Yutas Kislev. What's interesting is the Rebbe spoke a lot in that year about the Gizman Golaschem, and we finished polishing the buttons, and a lot of these things really are the same idea of that we finished the sparks, but I don't think directly the Rebbe spoke about finishing the sparks. Oh, we're getting some comments that was not the one with all the Sharblots. Okay. But it was a big format. At any rate, Yutas Kislev, around the time of Yutas Kislev Shimon Beis, again, the Rebbe speaks about these sparks. And this is Parshas Vayishlach, right before Yutas Kislev. And the Rebbe says that again, we could probably open it up here and see so I don't make stuff up. Always make sure you have your sources. So this is Vayishlach Tavshin and Beis. And the Rebbe says that we're holding already after all of the Aveda of the Yidden throughout all the generations, including the Ogili of Teres Chassidus. That was the main idea of Afat Samayanis Chutza that started then until the Friedrich Rebbe. That through him was spread, we know the Rebbe referred to the Friedrich Rebbe, he also refers to himself, so the Friedrich Rebbe, then the Rebbe himself spread Chassidus to every corner of the world. As we know, the Rebbe physically sent Shluchim to every corner of the world, which, as we're saying, the whole point was the sparks were all over. The Rebbe literally sent Shluchim to every corner of the world, and through them we spread Chassidus everywhere. So it says the Rebbe, Kfar Nigmru, we completed, the Nishlamu, we completed Kola and Yonim, everything Gam Etzad Ubiha Olam. This is an important idea that we mentioned last week, that it could have been that Adam would not have eaten from the Chet Etzadas, and then we would have had the Gula right away. But then it wouldn't have been what's called Mitzad the world. It would have been on Hashem's terms. It wouldn't have really properly permeated the world. Here says that the void is completed Gam Mitzad Ubiha Olam. It's even on the world's terms. It's already been absorbed into the world. You can see it in the world that we're done. Kefisha Hidia Vehichre is like, it's been announced and made known. Shekvar Nishlamu Kol Inyani Aveda, we have completed, as the Rebbe has been saying the whole year, all of the Aveda of Golos. Gam Tiktuch HaKafedim, the famous mashal of a soldier getting ready, and the last thing left is this whole uniform is pristine and perfect. The last thing left to do was to polish his buttons, says the Rebbe, that too, we've polished the buttons. Hakol Muchon Nabisim Sheikh, everything is ready for the coming of Mashiach. Then says the Rebbe like this. This is pretty radical stuff. And we then move on. From this it's understood. Because we continue, because we know we never stop. We never get vacation, As Yidden don't get we don't get a day off. Every day is a work day, as far as serving Hashem is concerned. And so the continuation of our Avodah, our work that we're doing, so long as Mashiach is, for some reason, he's being held back, he's not coming. Built the doom of Enos Klal, never puts up parentheses. And why Mashiach isn't doing his job, why Mashiach isn't taking us out of Golos, It's totally not understood. What's the Avodah, says the Rebbe? What do we have to do? Says the Rebbe, Einoy Avodah Sabidurim. Whatever we're doing now, it's not Avodah Sabidurim. So till now, the whole Golas, we said the whole point of Golas is Bidurim, says the Rebbe here unequivocally, any Avodah we're doing now, so long as Mashiach is being held back for some reason, it's not Bidurim. Says the Rebbe, why should I kvar nishtaim of anishtama in Avodah Sabidurim? Because that was complete. There's, you know, there isn't really anything left to do. It's been completed. Ella says, the Rebbe, Avodim Yocheves Lahavi is Gaos Ba'elam. We have a unique job to bring out this revelation fully into this world. And yeah, and exactly what that looks like maybe be a topic for a different time. But just to continue with what the Rebbe said generally in that Sicha, the Rebbe brought up the famous thing we know with France. What's France? At the time of the Alter Rebbe, there was a war going on between Napoleon and everybody, pretty much, but Napoleon and Russia in particular. And there was different tzaddikim who had different opinions. Who should be, some thought it would be better if Napoleon would win. Some thought it would be better if the Tsar would win. And the Alter Rebbe said, although materially it will be worse for the Yidden if Napoleon loses and the Tsar wins, it will be better spiritually because Napoleon has this klipa and France was too tummy. And out the number one. And you have a serious nefesh for that. Says the Rebbe, in the after of that week, talks about France, Tsarfas. And says the Rebbe, now France too is already purified. They already have their even yeshiva, al derech kabbal lubavitch, similar to lubavitch, we know this yeshiva in Brunois, France, that you see it's in the world, there's yeshiva there, it's in the world. Their Torah is coming from France. It's already purified, even fully in the world, and the Rebbe there spoke as well how Tsarfas, which is France, is the gematria paratta of 770, and seven is 770 is the number that seven is the world. The world was created in 7 days. So here you have seven the way it is in 10, 70, and seven the way it is in 100, 700, and that's the completion of all of it together. That's fully, completely in the world. It's all done. The Geula is all basically here, and the Rebbe even finishes off and says that we're already sitting by the table with Hashem. This is the marriage suda between us and Hashem. And you already have the Lev Yashin, the Sharabar, all these things, Yain and Meshumar, that suda. It's all prepared. We're sitting by the table and we only need to open up our eyes and to realize. So that is trying to tell us we really have finished Avodah of Golus. We're totally changing the name of the game here. We're really, a major shift is going on and we have to realize. We might look around us and see a world full of darkness. The Rebbe is here to tell us different. The Rebbe is here to tell us the world is full of light. The world of darkness is a facade. You have to open your eyes and realize this is different than the rest of Golos, where we really have completed purifying this world and elevating it. And the Rebbe even brought proof, like you see the yeshiva in France, to show us that it's completed. And our job is to really open our eyes. And we do that, obviously, through learning about Mashiach and Gula and thinking about it. And thereby we'll be able to really internalize this. And when you're looking at the news and you're looking out there in the world, keep an eye out. Try to look at the good angle for things. Try to see what's the geula glasses. We spoke before how the Hashem Tov had, you know, his glasses to find the sparks. The Rebbe told us we have to use the Rebbe's glasses. We have to see all the miracles going on. We have to see all the good things happening and realize how this world is really already ready for the geula. And obviously that starts personally in our life that we have to be living our life in the best geula way that we can, and hopefully we'll have, the Rebbe will take us out of Golus immediately.
Amen. Amen, wow. So, a lot, man.
So this is, that language is very unique. That it's the avodah miyuchedes. It's a unique job. It's clear that we're not living in regular times now. We're living in unique times. Right. Everyone always says that, but you know it's true.
Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah, I think we're gonna have to. I think we're gonna have to dedicate an episode to unpacking this and to really going into that. What does it mean? What does it mean? Avodah miyuchedes leizgalus
v'poel. Oh, definitely, definitely.
It's wow. That's profound. I think this is a good
But well, we know for one thing, a certain whatever it is, it isn't the sparks. It's something else.
Got to be something else. It's very interesting how the Rebbe says that. And it, like, it's not like the Rebbe is not coming and saying like, oh, I know that we finished it and now we have a new Avodah. The Rebbe is saying that being that we finished the Avodah and we don't have the Geula of a Pearl in the Olam, it must be that there is something special we need to do. And it can't be this because this we for sure finished.
Yeah, like you might think it's like, oh, we're done, but there's like a home stretch. It's like, no, no.
No.
Like really, it's something else. We finished that.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty interesting. Yeah. Right. So right. I want to explain a little more into this concept of finishing. What does it mean that it's finished? So I think yeah, we explained that Avedas Habirurim, the whole idea of elevating the sparks is like a human being. I was learning Shabbos, a mimer about how Adam, right? It's name Al Shem Adam Al Elyon, that we're similar to the Elyon. And then the Rebbe brought a question as to how can there be an Adam Al Elyon? What does it mean Adam? What is this supernal human? So the answer is that there is we know that we have Ramach Evarim Mishasakidim, you know, we have 248 limbs and all these things and sinews. And they are keneged ramach mitzasase v'shasam mitzasleisase. So that what's the whole concept of Adam ha'elyon is that a human being, when we do the mitzvahs and we will fulfill a mitzvah, one of the ramach mitzasase, one of the shasam mitzasleisase, when we fulfill them, we quote unquote create the image of a human being, supernal image. So that's what it means. Adam ha'elyon, and this is how Adam ha'elyon, we have a connection, we have the ability to do that. So I think Avedas Habirurim is something very similar, that there's only so many limbs and there's so many sinews. There's not, you can't add a limb to a human being. A human being has 248 limbs, has 365 sinews.
Yeah. So in this case, you're saying there's 288 sparks, and when they're done, they're done.
Correct. That's what the Rebbe is saying, that we finished. Once we did that. And I think this also, I'll connect it, because why not? I'll connect it to Noach, to when the Rebbe says in Shabbos Parshas Noach, Tav Shinun Beis, that we finished, that we've earned the Geula. Why have we earned the Geula? The Rebbe says because we've done just like a human being cannot, when a baby is in the stomach and it's being developed, there's only so much that it can develop. Once it's fully developed, that's it. It's done. Now you're ready to come out into the world. So the Rebbe says the same thing. And we'll get into it a little more, but we'll finish off with this, a little cliffhanger, that anything that is holding you back is a personal thing. It doesn't have any influence and it doesn't affect the way the fuller body is. Rather, it's just a little cut on the finger. It doesn't affect the limbs. There's no limbs missing. There's no
sinews
missing.
The body is whole. The body is complete. The Jewish people are complete and whole and ready for the Geula.
Yeah, so we'll get into that in a further episode. Thank you for joining us on this in-depth exploration of Avodas Habirurim and the Rebbe's profound statement on its completion. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and stay tuned for future episodes where we continue our journey into the heart of Mashiach. Until then, we want Mashiach now.
We want Mashiach now.
L'chaim l'vracha.
V'yad k'dikach ha'medav gulhov ma'der am zol machri zayn Yeshia melech.